Some college officials say the Supreme Court's decision to uphold the use of race in admissions has made them more confident that their affirmative action policies will survive legal challenges. Other administrators are re-examining their admissions processes. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
The U.S. Supreme Court's two rulings on Monday boil down to this. Schools can consider race in their admissions policies, just not award points for it. So when Joe Marshall, Dean of Enrollment Services at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, realized that was now the law, he knew his school's admissions policy would come under scrutiny. After all, some minority students who will be arriving next fall were accepted in part because of a policy that awards points for race or ethnicity. But then Marshall decided,
I'm just not going to concern myself with that. And for the students that we've admitted for this upcoming fall, the Supreme Court ruling will have absolutely no impact. Those offers of admission have been made, and they will be honored.
Many minorities at UMass, of course, get in on the strength of their test scores and high school grade point average. But the school has boosted the diversity of its student body by awarding some students points for all kinds of things, like being a resident of Massachusetts or the first in your family to attend college, serving in the military, even being an Eagle Scout. And if you happen to be Black, Latino, or Asian, that's worth half a point. For large universities, says Marshall, a point system like this helps sort tens of thousands of students applying for a limited number of seats.
Less than one-third of our applicants get a point value assigned.
Awarding points for race, though, is now unconstitutional, so the University of Massachusetts will probably have to stop doing it. Not very many schools award points for race. In fact, only 150 colleges and universities practice any kind of affirmative action. Most schools look at race and ethnicity, but don't attach any value to it.
We never used race as a part of our admissions policies.
Felicia Gaskins is vice provost for diversity at Washington State University, a school with 20,000 students. Over 90% are white. Gaskins is convinced it's the school's location, not its admissions policy, that's responsible for the low number of minorities.
We are located on the eastern side of the state of Washington, where there are very, very small populations of people of color.
For schools like Washington State, and there are many of them, the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling doesn't change a thing. Schools that have been race blind will continue to be race blind. Even if Washington State University wanted to use race to boost its minority enrollment, it couldn't, because voters in the state of Washington struck down affirmative action years ago. And that raises an important question. Will the ban on affirmative action in some states still stand now that the U.S. Supreme Court has declared race-conscious admissions policies constitutional? Joy Smith is head of the National Association of College Admissions Counseling. She says until big questions like this one are resolved, colleges won't tinker too much with their admissions policies.
Because I think colleges are going to be searching for strategies and samples and models that won't get them into court because you've assigned some number or some value to race.
Smith says for people in the trenches, high school counselors and college admissions officers, there are still a whole range of questions.
Can I offer a multicultural scholarship? Can I offer some special weekends for minority students to bring them to my campus? Those are some of the kinds of things that, according to the decision, the campuses can do, but it may still beg some legal challenge by a conservative group.
In the next few months, says Smith, it'll be the public that will want greater transparency in admissions policies, a better understanding of how colleges sort and select students, why some are chosen and others are rejected. And it'll be up to the nation's colleges and universities to show them. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.